Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Allison Stewart,
yep. Right over there.
Me?
Ron Brownstein waiting in
over
the
there.
Wings. to talk about his book. First, though, and before we get to the news with Rachel Martin, a couple more quick questions for Will Leach of Deadspin.com. We're talking about Stephon Marbury, the Tracy Jordan of the NBA, who this week was fined $180,000 for skipping a game. He's such a mixed bag, Will, because he does seem so genuine. When he does good work, when he's giving money to Katrina victims and he's making these shoes, the Starberries, they're gotten a lot of attention. I mean, the guy seems to have a pretty good heart. I mean, is he good for basketball or bad for basketball, you think?
I think he's probably bad for basketball, but ultimately good for the world is probably the best way to put it. And,
it's Marbury's world.
one of the funniest things that he did was Serena Williams is actually coming up with her own kind of inspired by Stephon, kind of come up with their own cheap tennis shoe. And they asked him that, and he was like, well, I should be the one doing that. She should be doing that for me. I'm very disappointed in Serena. I'm sure Serena's like never met Stephon Marbury in her life.
He's disappointed in her that she's using his good, benevolent idea to be benevolent to other people?
Yeah, I think so. I think that Stephon tends to be like, wait, being nice to people, that's my thing.
Well, I have to say that moving to New York has meant high rent prices and dealing with the subway and all of the things that come with New York that are a challenge. But being able to watch the New York Knicks implode night in and night out with much help from Stephon Marbury is truly a treat, and I'm enjoying it. And Will Leach, thank you for taking us through a week in the life of Stephon Marbury.
It's a scary place, but thank you.
Will Leach, editor of the blog Deadspin.com. Let's check in with Rachel Martin, who's there, ready for some news, got the news ready to go.